The violence that has seized Egypt since late last month is, to many, sadly familiar. Angry young men provoke police. Police respond with excessive force. Both sides are counted among the dead and wounded, as are bystanders. But it was the image of one protester broadcast live that has brought new outrage in a country long used to police brutality. This video of 48-year-old Hamada Sabir outside the presidential palace, stripped naked, kicked, and beaten by police, provided the first shock. And then there was the follow-up. After being taken into custody, Sabir said it was protesters who hurt him. The police, he said, from a police hospital bed, had helped him. While Sabir later recanted, blaming police for the beating, the hospital statement brought to mind countless cases of police coercion, part of a larger system of injustice that helped fuel Egypt's uprising 2 years ago.
People are coming there. This is
political activist Wael Khalil.
This oppressive apparatus hasn't changed a bit at all. I mean, it's working with the same rule book. It's still untouchable. No one is accountable.
The interior minister warned that without the police, Egypt could become a militia state like some of its neighbors. But in a rare move from on high, President Mohamed Morsi's office has promised an investigation into the beating. The president's supporters say there is a sincere drive to overhaul the police. A senior official of the Muslim Brotherhood's political party contends they inherited a system whose role was to protect the government from opposition. Amr Darag.
We are going to the right direction, but still there is a lot for the police force to learn and to get rehabilitated in order to be able to deal with that.
But how much influence Mr. Morsi has or is willing to use is unclear. Interior Ministry reform has been slow, even as simple a change as emphasizing riot control over confrontation. One opponent of the president mocked his apparent inability to control the police in a message on Twitter. The only thing worse than a dictator, he wrote, is a dictator who cannot dictate. But even as Egypt's police are heavy-handed in some crowds, they are absent in others. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, violence has increased, in particular the sexual assault of women by mobs of men. Only civilian volunteers, not police, are trying to protect them. What's clear is that 7 months into Mr. Morsi's presidency, Egyptians are expecting their president to do more. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.